At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. We'll take you till 6 o'clock tonight, and at 6 o'clock, Steve Geller takes over. You have Ali Cosell talking about Pelicans, and at 6:30, you have your choice. You can go to the on WWL. We have the pregame for the Pelicans as they play the Minnesota Timberwolves, and at 7 o'clock, tip-off. And then at 7 o'clock tonight on 105.3 FM, it'll be the Saints Hour with Mike Hoss. In our first hour, we'll have the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave on our Tulane Tuesday segment. John Summerall agreed to come on with us, so we thank Coach for that. But also we want to thank Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. He's on with us now. And Blake, you ain't had a damn thing to do in the last 4 or 5 days, so I wanted to give you something to do this afternoon. And man, if you think that's something, tomorrow really should be a wild day, as already we've seen a number of decommitments and then commitments to LSU. We'll start with that first. LSU landing two commitments that were going to go to Ole Miss, and now just recently, within the last few minutes, so what, offensive lineman from Miami of Florida, an interior player, has committed to the Tigers, along with C.J. Anderson from Illinois. So tell us all about it.
I'm busier than one of Santa's elves in the month of December. That's all I know. Number two, Mike, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. You know, you've been in this game a long time. I would lean on your expertise on this. I don't even really know where to start. I understand, Mike, a lot of things that are going on. You know, some of these kids are unfortunately getting processed. You know, like, you know, I'm just going to let that be. You know, LSU and Lane Kiffin has kind of moved on from some. And some of the kids that they want to stay on, from what I understand, they are calling and saying, we want you here. We think you could play here. We want, you know, come and be a part of what we're going to build. And, Mike, they're bringing in people, you know, from Ole Miss that they think that can play. Ryan Moret, the interior offensive lineman. J.C. Anderson, the big tight end out of Illinois. Obviously, getting those two flips and those two commitments are a big deal from what they see. Mike, this isn't over with yet. This has only begun. I expect this to be a pretty wild 24 hours. I heard an hour ago Richard Anderson's pushing his commitment back. I heard 27 minutes ago, and I say 27 minutes ago, that he's not. And then I just heard right before coming on that he thinks that he will. So with that, I don't know. I mean, they're flipping like pancakes. So this has been a little bit chaotic. I think all of us can understand and be patient with it. But, Mike, this is gone completely insane.
Yeah, I think, Blake, what's happened here is with the coaching change and the quick turnover with the transfer portal been pushed into January, which I think is a good idea, but I think it should align with the calendar. What's happening with National Signing Day is really one of the first times we've seen this sort of movement late, because of the fact you didn't have this sort of movement coaching-wise. and this much of it this late.
Right.
Okay, you might have had one and possibly two, but look what's happened all across the SEC and who's going to be coaching. And I think that's a little bit why when Coach Kiffin was pressed about it yesterday, about his defensive staff, he sort of tapped the brakes, because we all know it's not so much the head coach that's connected to the high school player, but it's his position coach and who recruited him.
Without a doubt. And listen, Mike, you know, like, I know you're going to have John Summerall on. I doubt he gives you anything on this, but we know that Blake Baker, you know, interviewed yesterday for Tulane, which John Summerall, I'm a massive fan of. To be on the same thing with him is honorable for me. But, you know, Mike, I don't know what's going to happen on the defensive side of things at the current moment, you know, and I think that has kind of shaken some things up, you know, especially on the defensive side. You know, like, Mike, I'll just give an example. Aiden Hall out of Carr, I am desperately keeping my eyes set on him. Pewter out of Alabama, the other safety that you had committed. Mike, I Florida is now trending here late, and I know that Coach Summerall can't talk about that and specific players, but that is trending here over the last couple of minutes, and they hired Brad White. So, Mike, with all of these changes, these flips have started in all of this. I will tell you, Mike, that you brought up the position side of things, and I just want to be very careful on how I say this. Jalen Waters, who is a cornerback, and Jalen Wyatt, who is a safety, Mike, I think LSU is now trending for a Miami cornerback commit, now a Tennessee commit that they're trying to flip here late. So there's a lot of shaking, and Mike, I got to be careful here. Even though you don't have maybe the staff that's going to lead you in 2026 defensively, I think that Billy Glasscock and Lane Kiffin have an idea of where they're going with their staff defensively, and they've already started to try to make those moves to flip some kids that they want.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
My thing is, the worst thing to lose is the big man. Because you know what? Those are the real skilled people in this world. Man, I want the quarterback. And possibly you can get somebody there at the quarterback position. But man, for me, Blake, you and I are in agreement here. The real skilled people in this world, big offensive, defensive linemen that you had committed, and this is why Richard Anderson's going to have a long look over here, because he's a big horse in the middle on the defensive side of football.
Without a doubt, Mike. And listen, I mean, I know that you had Lamar Brown in, and that's a big deal. You got to focus in on Richard Anderson. I will say this. Mike, I think that there's been some turmoil today, to say the least, inside of football ops. I got to give Lane Kiffin a little bit of credit here. I do think that he is trying his best at this exact moment to remedy what he can with Richard Anderson. I don't know where that's going to go. I know that there is a thought process, well, Texas is coming in late. But, Mike, I think they're coming in late because of the door that's been cracked here. And so I know that they're trying very hard to lock this in, but if you ask me at 4:20 p.m. Central Standard Time, I don't know where this one's going to go, Mike. I could easily see a flipping here. but you got to do what you got to do. You talked about being able to, you know, spend some of this money in recruiting. It was a big thing that you talked about yesterday. Well, Mike, you might have to dip into it right now. You're not even 24 hours into this thing. So it's going to see how that plays out. But for right now, beyond Richard Anderson and Aiden Hall and Finney probably not signing tomorrow, I do expect Lamar Brown and Deuce Gerald, they also might wait to sign. So, Mike, this is a lot of things that are moving, and the defensive staff not really being told if they're permanent right now, I think is causing a lot of confusion, and is letting some of these kids hold off on that commitment. So we're going to have to see how this one plays out. So your big guys defensively, not only just Richard Anderson, but Aiden Hall, Haven Finney, Deuce Gerald's, they might want to wait and sign. That is a very strong possibility because they don't know the permanent future of their position coaches.
Well, you could be Penn State. Man, look what happened to them. Good gracious.
I mean, more people flipped an aha. I mean, geez.
That's a bad situation now going on. And I think from people who have some power have basically unplugged them from coaches that they might want. And this is a flip the middle finger to Penn State for what happened with James Franklin. And I think that there are some powers agent-wise that has basically stuck the middle finger to him and said, okay, you did this to Franklin. We'll show you. Find a coach. Go ahead and find one now.
Well, and Satake might, I know you saw this, but Satake said he's staying at BYU.
Yeah. So where do you go now? And you have no coach, no coaching staff other than – you know, what Terry Smith has now at Penn State. Man, you talk about this a crazy deal. And this is why the NCAA, which I think they wanted this to happen, because they've really been unplugged. They're the biggest bookie in the world. They have stole money from colleges and players for the last 35, 40 years, have done nothing for the sport, zero. And now they say, okay, you want to do this alone? You do it, but we're going to set the calendar the way we want it. And this is why the NCAA is going to have to somehow, some way, the college presidents and the conference commissioner is going to have to say, you know what? Hey, if you're not helping us, goodbye.
Mike, listen, I know that coaches, and you're about to speak to one, so I would digress to him. I think this has got to be moved back to February, and you're already letting kids sign exemptions if they are going to be early enrollees. Mike, we've got to go to the NFL calendar here to some degree. You've got to do this after the season. I mean, if anything has taught us this week, if anything has taught us the last month, Mike, I don't mind the early signing period. I don't mind it being there. Look what's happening. I think they need to move it back all to February, but you're already letting them sign an exemption. If you want to early enroll, like Derek Stingley, Mike, what was it, 2019?
Yeah.
Or 2018, whatever it was. 18. It was technically January 29th. You're right, 18. So you wanted them to do that, Mike. He got an early exemption. That's when that happened. Signing day was still big in February then. Like, it was still a big deal. So I, in my opinion, I think they got to do that after the season. You know, I don't understand. I know that coaches want transfer portal guys that will be there in the spring. I understand that. But it also comes down to the fact, look what's happening. Like, you can't allow that to continue to happen. I thought that the portal window should have been in spring and let guys come in the summer. But, again, Mike, that's on me. I get coaches want their players in the spring to develop them. But at the same time, you've got all of this chaos surrounding you at the current moment, and it seems like it could be all changed if you just move it back to February and then a spring portal period. That is my opinion. I know I'm in the minority on that, Mike, but, I mean, what else are we going to do here? You're going to try to do stuff during the playoffs. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree with you, Blake, and I got to let you go because we got to go to a break, but I think the portal – deal should be ahead of the signing day.
I agree.
National signing day. I think the portal, it's like in the NFL, right? They have free agency before the draft. Why can't you do it the exact same way? Too much common sense, though.
Mike, they've already done it that way, so let's see if they can do it now.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us, but always enjoy your insights and commentary. Appreciate it, and again, you got another busy 24, 48 hours ahead of you. Thank you, Blake.
See you, Mike. Thank you for having me, brother.
All right. That was Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Sports Network covering the LSU Tigers and what a wild ride is going to be for the next 48 hours with high school recruiting just hours away from happening.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.